Now, at some point, government must come clean on the detail of this free trade agreement with China. The government has signed the deal. No one's read it. You can't get hold of it. Parliament hasn't seen it. It's still got to be ratified by the Parliament. It's been signed. Talk about cart before the horse. And the Trade Minister, Andrew Robb, sensing danger that the public mightn't wear it, tries a little bit of political blackmail. He wants to steamroll the process, saying, delay this and it'll cost us. It'll cost us. It'll cost Australian industry. I think Andrew Robb's afraid that greater scrutiny will reveal measures which Parliament and the public simply won't wear. Now, the former Labor Trade Minister, Craig Emerson, Dr. Craig Emerson, is no dope. He says provisions in the overall agreement which allow Chinese investors to import Chinese workers into Australia are scattered across four separate documents. The free trade agreement itself, two memoranda of understanding and a side letter. He says under the terms of this overall agreement, entire workforces can be imported from China to work on infrastructure projects worth $150 million or more. But listen, even where Chinese investors only have a 15% stake. If the project's worth more than $150 million, entire workforces can be imported from China. He says, Dr. Emerson, in some instances, there'll be no testing of the local jobs market before Chinese investors are allowed to import these workers. Early this week, as I told you, a parliamentary committee was told the China free trade deal will also allow China to reinstate tariffs on Australian beef and dairy products once imports reach certain volumes. And, of course, we learn today now that America is a signatory to this TPP, Trans-Pacific Trade Arrangement, but they're not going to give any concessions to Australian sugar. But we're signing the deal. Sounds to me like we're giving away much more than we're getting. And it's time the federal government slowed the process down, listened to the public and started focusing on our interest.